What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Austin Holman is a passport pookie who is exporting the same toxic American culture that destroyed black women. He is now exporting that very same toxic culture to beautiful African woman. So as you guys know, I'm not a fan of Austin Holman. Austin Holman is a 24-year-old kid. He suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. He is also on the spectrum, meaning he is autistic. Now, he is not a full Downey syndrome baby, but he is on the spectrum of being autistic, and quite frankly, this is why he is in Africa and not in Brazil or even here in America. So, you black guys out there watching this, and this video is really very important for people in general, because we're going to be talking about people who are narcissistic and people who are somewhat on the spectrum, because this is very important, because narcissistic personality disorder is real, okay? When we say, he's such a narcissist or she's such a narcissist, listen, narcissistic personality disorder, it means that you are literally a piece of shit, okay? A personality disorder is, this is just the way you are, okay? You know, you can tell somebody, oh, you're such a narcissist because you want us to watch your favorite movie. You know, we can throw the word narcissist around in that case, but malignant narcissism, which is what Austin Holman is, that's serious, and we're going to be talking about that. So, one of the reasons why I'm going off on this Downey baby, Austin Holman, is because, as you guys know, my Egyptian cousin, second Egyptian cousin, he was a lot like Austin Holman. He claimed to be a maverick. You guys know Austin Holman claimed to be making $100,000 a year cutting hair as a fucking 20-year-old barber. That's a fucking lie, by the way, guys, okay? And my cousin, when we started the restaurant together, he claimed that he was a manager at top Dubai and London restaurants. Turns out he was actually mopping the floors over there. So, narcissistic people, because they have no respect for you, they will lie to you just to get what they want from you, and when they can't get what they want from you anymore, they simply kick you to the curb, okay? So, what you guys need to understand about Austin Holman's particular case is that Austin Holman is a pookie at heart. Let me say that one more time. Austin Holman is a pookie at heart. You guys out there need to understand, black woman didn't wake up one day and say, we're gonna be this ratchet, mean ass, masculine ass hoes. Okay? Something had to happen to black woman for them to be the nasty, nasty bitches that they are today. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. Pookie and Ray Ray, okay? Pookie and Ray Ray, they're not Tyrones, okay? Pookie and Ray Ray, they have what is known as a crisp mouthpiece. These are not attractive. They are not physically attractive guys. They are not charismatic. However, what they do is they lie to women. They tell women, oh, me and you, we're going to make beautiful children. I'm going to take care of you. We're going to live happily ever after. And then when he gets all the pussy he wants from her, he moves on to the next woman. So the reason why American women are the American black women are the way they are today is because of Pookie and Ray Rays who lie to them, take them out. And you guys need to understand, because Pookie and Ray Ray, they're not attractive looking dudes. They have to simp a little bit by taking a girl out, you know, maybe buying her some nice stuff every now and then. And the girl, genuinely thinks that this guy cares for her, but in reality, he's just playing her, getting some pussy from her, and then when he finds another girl or he gets sick and tired from her, or when she starts to actually demand more of a genuine relationship, he kicks her to the curb. This is why black women are the way they are today. It's not because of the white man, it's not because of the Jew, it's because of Pookie and Ray Ray. Now, Austin Hallman is a Pookie and Ray Ray at heart. He just couldn't make it work here in America for several reasons. First of all, Austin Hallman is short. He's like what, 5'8", 5'9"? Yeah, he's short, okay? So that's strike number one. Strike number two against Austin Hallman is that he is a Downy baby. Again, he does not have full Down syndrome. Guys, there's a reason why Austin Hallman wears sunglasses at night in a nightclub. He wants to hide the fact that he is autistic, okay? See, this is why Austin Hallman doesn't get any attention from black women here in America, because they steer clear away from him because he is a GI. A GI, in my terms, stands for genetically inferior. Yes, Austin Hallman is genetically inferior. This is why no woman here in America wants to have anything to do with him. And then when Austin Hallman, when he went over to Brazil and he wanted to be Pookie and Ray Ray over there, guess what the Brazilian woman did? They literally ran him out of the country under the threat of legal and criminal action. Austin Hallman literally had to flee Brazil. In fact, Austin Hallman said, had I waited two more days in Brazil, I'd be sitting in a prison right now, okay? So what happened in Brazil is that Austin Hallman, he tried to be Pookie and Ray Ray with the woman there, but Brazilian woman, because they do have options and they've seen better men than Austin Hallman, they're like, really? Really? This 5'8" autistic Down, let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? Austin Hallman is Steve Urkel's retarded brother. Let me say this one more time. Austin Hallman is Steve Urkel's retarded half brother, okay? So when Austin Hallman was trying to act like he's fucking Pookie and Ray Ray in Brazil, the woman there were like, hell no. And guess what? I'm siding 100% with the Brazilian feminist. Why? Austin Hallman is genetically inferior. He is a deformed human being. He is autistic. He has narcissistic personality disorder. Women don't want to be with a guy like that. Now, women can be with a guy who has the dark triads, and the dark triads usually have some form of narcissism. Now, the problem Austin Hallman has is that he is fugly. That's his problem. He is a fucking Downy baby. Look at Austin Hallman when he talks in the camera. Look at his eyes. Look at Austin Holman's eyes, guys. His eyes are lifeless. The guy has no soul. He is void of a fucking soul. He is awkward as fuck. This is why women want to have nothing to do with him. This is why, look, if Austin Hallman was a Tyrone, Brazilian woman would be opening a red carpet to him from the airport right to their vagina. But because he is a genetically inferior, autistic, Steve Urkel's retarded half-brother, the Brazilian woman will like, hell no, get this genetically inferior piece of shit either out of our country or put him in prison. That way no woman will carry his inferior genetics, okay? So after Brazil, he went to Thailand, okay? He went to Thailand. He hooked up with a low-quality Thai hooker by the name of Kate. And it was Kate who put Austin Holman's channel on the radar. Austin Holman's channel officially made it when he was making videos with Kate. Like, oh, Kate cooks for Austin. Kate loves Austin. Austin is gonna marry Kate. Now, Kate is a fucking hooker, okay? And Austin is not looking for a relationship, guys. Again, Austin Holman is a pookie at heart. He just wants to have fun with women and keep it moving. So, Kate, she saw Austin Holman's channel explode in popularity, and she was like, hey, Austin, you gotta pay me money, man. Austin was like, fuck you, bitch. And if you guys remember, all of a sudden, Austin Holman showed up in the Philippines. Why did Austin Holman go to the Philippines only for a couple of days? He went there so with the hopes that Kate will be like, okay, Austin, I'm gonna play by your rules, okay? And if you guys remember, Austin Holman made a video titled Austin Holman Reconnects with Kate. So Austin Holman went back to Thailand to reconnect with Kate, and then a couple of days later, he showed up in Africa, okay? What happened with Kate? Kate knows that Austin Holman needs her more than she needs him. Because at the end of the day, let's keep shit 100. You guys out there who watch Austin Holman's channel, you don't care about safaris, you don't care about cheetahs, you don't care about whitewater rafting, you don't care about eating food, all you care about is them hoes, okay? So whenever Austin Holman makes a video with a girl in the thumbnails, you ninjas show up. Even fucking yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog, AMS. Even he himself said, if I make a video telling ninjas how to make money, nobody shows up. But if I tell them, you know, how to manipulate a woman and get her pussy, I get 1 million views. So what does that say about you black men out there, right? Says far more about you than it does about Austin Holman and AMS when you guys show up to a video because some fucking hoe is in the fucking video, man. That's a big fail on you black people out there. Anyway, so Austin Holman had to go to Africa. Now, Africa is a big country, guys. Africa has like 56 countries, okay? Why did Austin Holman go to East Africa? And of all places, why did Austin Holman go to Kenya? Have you guys thought about why Austin Holman went to Kenya? Guys, Kenya is a patriarchal, conservative, religious nation. Let me say that one more time. Kenya is a patriarchal, it is a conservative, it is a religious country, being both Christian and Muslim. They're conservative, okay? Their women are not used to the bullshit we have here in America. In fact, the catalyst for this video today, Austin Holman recently did a community post saying that Africa should ban any social media from America. Any content from America should be banned in Africa. And of course, you ninjas were like, yeah, Austin, you're right. We don't want those beautiful African women to be infected with American culture. Well, guess what Austin Holman is doing in Africa? Austin Holman is running the same toxic game that made American black women the way they are. He's running that same game on African women. Guys, how many African women has Austin Holman ran through in the past half year. Dozens of women. And every time Austin Holman gets a woman on video, you ninjas are like, Austin, that's your soulmate. That's your soulmate, Austin. That's the one, Austin. When you gonna get married? You ninjas have been saying that to Austin. She's the one since Kate in Thailand over half a year ago. Have you ninjas not picked up on the fact that this guy does not want a relationship? He simply wants to run through woman. This is why Austin Holman is in fucking Kenya, because Kenyan women are not accustomed to toxic American culture. He is there taking advantage of Kenyan women who don't know any better. When are you guys going to realize that? Austin Holman is not in Kenya because he loves beautiful black women. He is in Kenya because he can take advantage of women who don't know any better. For you guys out there who don't know, Austin Holman is using what is known as the lover boy method, okay? I know that because that's what my Egyptian cousin, second cousin, if you want to be technical, did with his wife, okay? My second Egyptian cousin, okay? And for those of you who don't know, a second cousin is the offspring of your cousin. So I have an Egyptian cousin, obviously. My second cousin is the son of my cousin. You know, that's why he's called, you know, second cousin, for those of you who don't know that, okay? My second cousin used the lover boy method on his wife. His wife, she came from a rich family. Her father left her one big inheritance. Guess what my second cousin did? He squandered her entire family inheritance. And then after that, he came after me. He was like, oh, Omar, I ran multiple restaurants in Dubai and fucking London. I was a manager over there. And you guys have to understand, man, I've known my second cousin since he was like a couple days old. I've known him for 30 plus years. This just goes to show you, people like my second cousin, people like Austin Holman, they don't give a flying fuck about you. You can be their husband, you can be their wife, you can be their mother, hell, my second cousin even scammed his own father. Can you believe that? He scammed his own father, okay? He scammed me and his own father in the restaurant business, okay? What does that tell you about narcissistic personality disordered people like Austin Holman and my second Egyptian cousin, okay? They will use and abuse their own family members, even if it's their own mother, even if it's their own fucking father. They'll do it, you know? And let me tell you something. My second cousin's sister, she's here in America. She was fortunate enough to marry an American. She's here in America. She is making a lot of money because she's a very, very good cook, by the way. If you eat her food, you're gonna love it, but you're gonna gain 100 pounds. I'm just letting you know. She would not give him 1 cent. He's always calling her up saying, yo, I got this great idea for a business. She would not give him 1 cent. And she's 100% right about that, okay, guys? So Austin Holman is a narcissist. He will harm everybody. He will harm you. He will harm me. He will harm a beautiful African woman. And you guys need to understand something, man. Austin Holman is able to live that type of lifestyle because of you ninjas, okay? Austin Holman now has his Cash App on all his videos. If you start watching Austin Holman's videos, they all have his Cash App. When you guys Cash App Austin Holman, that money instantly goes into his bank account. Cash money, baby. You guys are helping Austin Holman destroy beautiful African woman by bringing toxic American culture to them. You guys need to understand, Austin Holman is not a normal, healthy individual. There are people out there who are naturally born scumbags, like my second cousin, like Austin Holman. That's just how God created them. This is why it's known as narcissistic personality disorder. It's a personality disorder. That's who you are at your core. You can't change it. Guys, there's no therapy. There's no treatment. There's no cure for NPD. The only way you can save yourself from a narcissist, from an NPD, is simply not deal with that NPD. That's all there is to it, okay? Let me tell you something, guys. From the day I went into business with my second cousin until he is effectively dead to me, 100 days, I invested $20,000 in a restaurant. 100 days later, I lost $20,000. And half of those, my second cousin stole from me. To do what? To sleep with prostitutes? To drink alcohol? Cocaine? Guess what Austin Holman did? You guys remember how Austin Holman drinks alcohol, smoke cigars on camera? He even did a video saying the benefits of drinking alcohol and smoking cigars. He even did a video about that. Guys, all NPD people, they're all the same. Whether it's my second cousin, whether it's Austin Holman, whether it's that guy who lives down the street from you, they're all the same. They are pieces of shit. So all of you ninjas out there who are like, hey, Austin, what are you doing running through this woman? What are you doing exporting toxic American culture to this beautiful African woman who are innocent? Yeah, he's a piece of shit. It's people like Austin Holman who made American black women the way they are. And trust and believe, if you ninjas continue supporting Austin Holman, I am telling you guys, Africa is going to become one big DR. For those of you who don't know, DR stands for Dominican Republic. Ask any passport bro out there who's been going to DR for a while, they'll tell you DR is fucked up. The best thing you ninjas out there to do, the best thing you Austin Holman followers can do, if you genuinely care about good, innocent, black woman in Africa, the best thing you can do, don't give him money. That's the best thing you can do. Patreon deleted his Patreon page, okay? Austin Holman was making close to $1,000 a month off of Patreon. Patreon deleted his page because he's doing immoral, unethical, and perhaps even illegal activities, okay? So Austin Holman lost $1,000 a month by losing Patreon, okay? YouTube ads are not that lucrative anymore because advertisers are cutting back on the money they're spending. You know, people don't have money to just go out and blow it away on bullshit anymore. So advertisers are indeed pulling back on advertising dollars. So across the board, YouTubers are not getting the type of ad revenue that they were getting, you know, just a couple of months ago. And this is why Austin Holman is now promoting his Cash App, even asking you, shaming you, and guilting you into giving him money on Cash App, because your money is how Austin Holman is able to travel and corrupt these beautiful, innocent African women. So if you guys genuinely care about beautiful, innocent African women, stop giving Austin Holman money. Stop watching his video. Every time you watch one of his videos, he makes a couple of cents off of you. Every time you donate him a couple of dollars, that's money he can use to take advantage of women. When Austin Holman made a video saying Austin Holman goes shopping with a Rwandanese girl, what Austin Holman is doing, he is using the lover boy method. Austin Holman is using your money to run the lover boy method on beautiful African women who are too innocent to know what this scumbag is doing, okay? So this Rwandanese girl who flew from Rwanda to Kenya, she is genuinely under the impression that Austin Holman cares for her. She's like, oh, he's helping me buy stuff, he's taking me out to nice restaurants. She has no idea that this guy is fucking her just for the fun of it. She has no idea that he is using her to get views from you ninjas who are Cash Apping him money so he can live his best life. She doesn't know that. See, this is why Austin Holman made that post today saying American content should be blocked from Africa. Because Austin Holman does not want beautiful, innocent African women to know what I'm saying. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm from Africa myself, okay? I'm part black, believe it or not, okay? I care more about your woman than you do. Shame on every black man out there who gave Austin Holman a cent. You are the reason why black women here in America are the way they are. And eventually, black women in Africa are going to end up just like the woman in Dominican Republic. And it's your fucking fault, okay? Austin Holman, if you ninjas out there, stop giving Steve Urkel's retarded half-brother money. If you guys stop giving him money, he's going to come back to America with his tail between his legs and he's fucking gonna cut hair for $3.99 at fucking wherever he is in fucking Texas, okay? Austin Holman is doing what he's doing in Africa, spreading toxic American culture with your money. If it wasn't your money, Austin Holman would just be a broke ass ninja in Texas cutting hair for $3.99. All right, guys? So you black guys out there, you black guys who want to go to Africa because you want innocent, beautiful black woman, Austin Holman is bringing what took several decades for Pookie and Ray Ray to destroy American black woman, what took several decades, Austin Holman is doing it on steroids in real time before your eyes, okay? How many black men are saying to Austin Holman, "Yo, Austin, thanks to you, I booked my ticket to Kenya." Guys, how many black men can genuinely have a relationship? How many black men can just get up and leave, go to Kenya, get married, and stay over there, okay? The vast majority of black people who watch Austin Holman are a bunch of unimportant loser nobodies. You live with your mama, you flip burgers and Popeye, you're gonna spend 51 weeks working your ass off, making motherfucking minimum wage, and then you're gonna go to fucking Kenya, you're gonna make it rain cash money on them hoes for 1 week, then you're gonna come back to America, spend the next 51 weeks making minimum wage, so you can go make it rain cash money on them hoes. This is how you guys operate out there, okay? And I just did that because police was going by. It's raining, it's traffic, ain't no policeman gonna stop me because of this, but just to be on the safe side. So you guys out there need to understand, man, Austin Holman is bringing the same toxic culture that destroyed black women to Africa. An African woman, they're sweet, they're innocent. You see, if Austin Holman went to like Niger or Nigeria, they would have whooped his motherfucking ass because they know what he's up to, okay? This is why Austin Holman goes to East Africa. Didn't Austin Holman tell you guys he's gonna fly out to Europe? Why didn't Austin Holman fly out to Europe yet? Because ain't no snow bunny wants Steve Urkel's retarded half-brother, okay? But in Kenya, in Rwanda, in these East African countries where it's conservative, patriarchal, and religious, yeah, Austin Holman can run the lover boy method on them and get a girl to fall for her, for him, okay? That Rwandanese girl out there, she's his looks match, by the way, okay? So, for her, Austin Holman is a catch, even though, by American standards, he's a fucking downy baby and retarded, but by her standards, he is her looks match, okay? So this poor Rwandanese girl genuinely thinks that Austin Holman is gonna marry her and take care of her, when in reality, he is simply running the lover boy method on her. Eventually, he's gonna kick her to the curb. Trust and believe, guys, trust and believe. Austin Holman is gonna kick that girl to the curb. And let me tell you something, let me tell you something. If that Rwandanese girl is Muslim and she has a father or brother and they decide to put Austin Holman 6 feet under, you wanna know something? Islamically, that's permissible. Why? Because Austin Holman took advantage of a girl, he deceived her, okay? That's corruption. In Islam, there are only two ways to execute a person in Islam. A, they murder somebody, or B, they cause corruption. What Austin Holman is doing by spreading toxic culture in East Africa, he is causing corruption. So by Muslim standards, if Austin Holman is put six feet under by Muslims or Christians, it is halal because he is spreading toxic culture. He is spreading fasad. He is spreading culture. And at the end of the day, guys, I cannot stress this enough. At the end of the day, if it wasn't for you dusties out there cash apping this retard money, he'd be stuck in Texas living with his mama, cutting hair for $3.99. Everybody out there watching this video, share it with everybody you know who supports Austin Hallman. And if you agree with what I say, don't give him a cent and don't watch his videos. And if you can watch his videos with an ad blocker, that way he doesn't make money, even better. At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, take away woman from Austin Hallman's channel, his channel sucks donkey balls. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace!